I've been more active with Equality Maine over the last 4 years through NOAA, which is the Network for Older Adults. I recognized that I was gay when I was probably 4 or 5 years old. I went into hiding, of course, because I already knew that it was not something you wanted to share with anybody. And I lived, you know, I lived like that in fear. I had been in a relationship in the 70s, and that relationship broke up. I had friends living in Maine, so I came up and stayed with them, and that was in 1980. I never had a healthy relationship in my life, and so I was in my late 50s. I met my partner, Sylvie. We were in a same-sex relationship. We had a big commitment ceremony 20 years ago, and then we got legally married in 2013. Sylvie was very masculine, but Sylvie always told me it felt like there was a little girl inside, and decided through a lot of therapy and stuff to start transitioning. As we all know, with transgendered people, it's a very difficult transition, the acceptance in the community, the dysmorphia. And so Sylvie, in 2021, ended her life. And it was unbelievable for me, the grief. And it still is. Sylvie was very active with Equality Maine, with Maine Transnet. I found love and support through Equality Maine. They were always there for me. There was always somebody who wanted to sit down and listen to me and just be there for me. And it's wonderful. It's really wonderful.